Previously on Questcast.
Two really buff guys come straight to you and they say to the halfling, we need to take him into custody. Talking about you, Clint.
Whoa. I know my rights.
You have no rights down here. The charges are you're in our territory. Now, Vince wants to see you. You have chains around your neck, and they're grabbing the chain and literally dragging you off the back of your heels. So they just put you guys down, and two or three of them, they come up to Tyro, and they go, is this the guy? Yeah, it's him. So they grab Tyro, and they take him ahead of you three, and you guys are kind of like in the back, and they pull Tyro towards the front. And a tiefling walks up, and next to him is a blind old man. And the tiefling begins to speak.
So, you've come into my caverns after all this time.
He's speaking to Tyro.
Okay.
And you have nothing to say, do you?
I look him in the eyes, and then I spit in his face.
He wipes the spit and he chuckles a little bit. Teach him a little lesson in manners, boys. In comes a ranger. Rook, why don't you introduce yourself?
Alright. As you see a cloaked man walk in, he has long dark hair. You can tell he's been well traveled.
Okay. The same tiefling that was talking to the party comes up to you and says, Rook, I take it, correct? Yes. Our accommodations have been more than hospitable, I hope.
Yes, you've been very helpful.
What can we do for the Sultan this evening?
The Sultan desires information about some things he's been seeing.
Can you please elaborate?
At times, he would become unconscious in a world of darkness.
I've been seeing the same visions. He looks over at Rook, says, yeah, I've seen the same thing at that winking willy or whatever it's called. I saw the same thing.
Do you know what's causing it?
No.
I believe the Sultanate will be interested in talking to you directly. We are going to take these men, he would like to take these men, to the Sultanate. He would like to question them about their visions. Afterwards, whatever bounty is on their head is free for you to take.
And you spoke to them about compensation?
Yes.
Well, I think that will be all right. Under one condition. Compensation and all that will happen, of course. But the only way you can leave these caverns is through the unknown passage.
And what is so dangerous about this passage?
Oh, it just seems that no one has come out of it alive. Alright, so Clint is separated from the party.
Was there like a half-empty beer sitting on a table somewhere nearby?
Sure. There is a half-empty beer on a table.
Yeah, I finished it. Well, is it occupied?
No, it's just sitting there.
Okay, I down it, and then I go back and meet up with the rest of the guys.
As you down that beer, somebody grabs your arm and says, hey, asshole, that was my fucking drink.
Oh, really? Fortunate for me. Roll I attempt. Nat 1.
Alright, you are second. Alright, you are face to face with this guy. And he rolls a 15 to your AC. Does that hit?
No.
Okay, he pulls out a dagger and he swings at you. And he barely misses you swiping onto your armor. Your turn.
I will. I'm just gonna like tactical retreat.
You're gonna try to run away?
Yeah, I'll just flee.
Okay. Fine. So you start walking away?
No, no, not walking. I turn and run. I did.
Okay, you turn and run. All right.
Yeah, I cheese it.
Okay, damn, these are low-ass rolls. All right. He tries to come at you, but he's not able to keep up with you. And I had advantage, too. All right, he's not able to keep up with you. You get out of the tavern.
Why his golden gloves?
Yeah.
Thanks for the beer, bitch.
Okay, moving on. So, Clint, you start walking towards where the tavern was.
I trot there in case the dude comes running after me.
Yeah, he's already stopped chasing you. He just let you go.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
but why he stopped chasing you is because three armed men are coming straight towards you.
Uh-oh.
Towards me?
Yeah. You turn around and look, and there are three armed men making a beeline towards you, and when you turn to look forward, there are two others coming towards you.
They stop.
They,
you can't dash into the inn? Dodge?
The three behind you grab you. Make me a strength check.
Seventeen.
Okay. they're trying to hold on to you. They're trying to grab you, and you're able to wriggle away from them. But so what do you do now? Now you're able to slip past them.
Dash towards the inn. Yeah.
Did all right.
Keep trying to get into the inn real quick.
Okay. They chase you. Make me okay. What's your speed? It's 30 feet. Make me a dexterity save. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Doesn't look good. 17?
All right. No. Four of them close the gap on you, and they pin you down to the ground. They immediately shackle your arms and legs, and they grab you and they pull you up. And one of them puts a dagger to your throat and says, "What are you doing away from your party?"
I'm actually heading right back to them right now. They're writing this in.
Yeah. You are under strict instruction to not leave the ranger's side. What are you doing away from your party?
Yeah, I was trying to collect my gold. Heading right back. They were supposed to come with me, but apparently not. It's whatever.
Trying to collect your gold, huh? They go through your pockets and they empty out all the gold that you have. How much gold do you have?
I don't have gold. That's why I want gold.
You have starting gold.
No, I spent it all.
On what?
I spent it all on your equipment.
No.
Like
you
my
did,
weapons
that's not,
and shit.
You didn't spend that. That gold.
Okay.
That
well,
gold
then
is
I have my starting gold.
Well, not anymore. They took that. They're taking that. They put that gold in their pocket, and now they're looking at your weapons.
I thought I was out of gold anyway, so I.
And they take your two hand axes too.
Okay.
And they start to drag you towards the tavern. You said your friends are that way.
Yeah, you're doing a really nice job, by the way.
Yeah. So they take you towards there. People are making way on the street, and they're partying. And they take you into the tavern, they throw you onto the ground, and there is your party members. I thought we told you, Ranger, to take care of your party. What is this one doing, straggling behind?
I figured that he wanted to die, so I was thought out loud.
So you want him to die? I think we can have that arranged.
Whatever you do means nothing to me. I don't care.
All right. Sounds good to me. So they start, they pick you up, Clint. Are you gonna, what do you got? You guys are just gonna let it go as well?
Well, I'd prefer if you didn't murder him. I think he might be involved in, a little something a little bigger. Stubborn or not.
Charisma roll. Let me do a charisma roll.
Go ahead.
16 base plus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you say?
He walks very calmly up to them with his hands like this. He says, what's it going to take for all of you to get the shackles off of him and the knife away from his throat?
They all look at each other. One of them shrugs. The other one thinks about it. And the leader says to him, well, we can make this all go away for, say, 100 gold pieces.
They've already got that in their pockets from me.
Shut up. They backhand you, and you take 1 damage.
He says, I don't have 100, but I have these. He takes out his 2 daggers. He says, take them.
They look at the 2 daggers.
They're the best daggers I have.
They're rudimentary, mundane daggers, but since you rolled so high in your charisma, they're kind of taking your word for it.
Like a salesman?
One of them even says, yeah, you know, that's some fine craftsmanship. I've seen that somewhere before. Those might be worth way more than 100 gold pieces.
It's the real staghorn.
Better than these stupid hand axes. They throw Clint's 2 hand axes onto the ground.
Nice.
Alright. Keep your party under control, Ranger. And they walk out the tavern.
Well, Clint, if that's your name.
Yeah, what happened? We were walking to get the mutton. I turned around and you guys are gone.
Shut up.
Crazy.
This is... Just stick to him. That long-haired guy. From now on.
Can this I get the biggest drink there is?
Yeah, in fact, as you guys are talking, the tavern owner... excuse me. He's a fat human fellow. Looks at you guys and says, are you guys gonna loiter in my establishment, or what's the deal?
He tells Clint, you owe me one. Walks. He tells the owner, how much for a cot and food and water?
Let's see, how many do you have? 5 here?
Just for me. I'm paying for myself.
Well, a room is 10 gold pieces. I have 3 rooms available. Each have 2 beds.
He says, you don't have a cot, single.
As I said, 3 rooms, 2 beds each, 10 gold pieces.
Here. He hands him 7 gold. He says, this is all I have left.
Roll me a charisma.
13 base.
Plus 5, right?
Yes.
Fine. Never can make any money in this joint. So, you are minus 7 gold. 87. Okay.
What is the, what does Tyro and the dragon do?
What do you guys do?
I'm trying to get the biggest drink they have.
All right. I can give you a large pitcher. It is 3 gold pieces.
I'll pay it, and I'll give it to what's his name?
Clint.
I need a
pint. Here you go, buddy.
A drink.
All right, you no longer have disadvantage on everything. You were saying?
I need a drink as well. He has like a headache right now.
I'll go. He takes out that wineskin that he took from the previous tavern that he stole.
Mm.
He takes that out and drinks.
All right. You guys are drinking. You're minus three gold pieces as well. Okay. All right. At this point, you guys have taken a short rest. You guys are relaxing and roll 1d whatever your hit die is to heal.
That's mine.
Perfect. I'm D6. Full health.
D6. Roll a D6. Not so much.
All right. Can I borrow the pen?
Full health. I get it all back. All right.
Yeah, I'm at full health.
All right. What about you, Clint?
But before the rest, I'm going to use my second wind to heal.
Well, you don't have to. Just roll your hit die. You're doing a short rest, which is D10 plus your con.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I actually get it twice because I use the second wind as well, just in case I roll shitty. But yeah, I'm at full. Yeah, better safe than sorry.
You want to waste your second wind on a heal, though?
He's not a waste. A short rest.
No, one per rest. One per rest.
I get you.
Yeah, so I do it, and then I rest, and I get it back. I just get two rolls. Yeah.
All right, so what did you roll?
Like a 9 and a 3. You're only down 4 hit points. You're full health. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. So at this point, you guys are ready to go. From what you know, the passageway is far to the east of from where you guys are. And do you guys have your map by any chance?
You mean like the overworld map?
Yeah, the one that I gave you guys. It should be on the on your drive.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm pulling it up.
Okay, just to give you guys some context.
Okay.
You guys were a little bit to the left of the red dot of the Prime Kingdom.
Okay.
Now, your journey is going to take you to a diagonal line... all the way to over here. Wow. This area.
That's a long way.
It's a super long way.
Do direction, southwest, southeast.
You're gonna go south, southwest. Like if your mouse is on the red dot, you go to the southwest. You see where there's that little indentation of the Prime Kingdom, like on the bottom of the border?
Yeah. You're near Warrior's End?
No. Where the border of the Prime Kingdom ends, and you see where that purple line goes through?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Where the border and the purple line connect, to the east of that is like a little cul-de-sac, right?
Okay.
What's a bal-de-sac?
Cul-de-sac.
I kept hearing bal-de-sac.
Well, your mind is somewhere. Well,
giggity!
That's where you guys are going. That's the exit. And roll me a nature, Kriv.
Is that the Road of Riches, the purple line?
Yeah.
Okay. A nature, huh?
Yeah, roll me a nature.
Yeah. 7.
That's for all 7? All right, you guys rolled nature, yeah. Too.
Sorry.
16 base.
16.
Yeah, 13.
I
don't have nature. I have survival, if you're going to call that.
What about you, Clint?
Yeah, I got an 8. There's grass.
LOL.
I've never been this far south. I mean, my bad.
I'll go from your studies in the Mage Academy. You know that area where you guys are going to end up is called the Forgotten Forest.
Okay, as he's eating a rotten apple, that's probably what they serve, right? And it's not food.
It's not caviar.
Okay, sure. So he's biting into a rotten apple, pulls a worm out from his mouth. He says, where we're going to end up is the unknown forest.
The forgotten forest.
Where we're going to end up is the forgotten forest. Now, what does he know about this place?
What you know about the Forgotten Forest is anybody that's gone in and come out has gone mad when they come out.
He says, we're in for some crazy territory. I understand. Anybody who goes in there comes out loony. Understand?
Now, as far as the passageway, you guys have no idea anything about it. All you know is it's a long fucking walk. Like, super long.
He says it's going to take us a very, very long time to get there, even if we move at a march pace.
It'll probably take you at least a couple weeks. So you need a couple weeks of supplies. Now, I'm not going to say exactly, you know.
He'll say that. He'll say, I don't know how we're going to get it. I don't know how, but we're going to need a few weeks of supplies. And I don't know how we're going to carry it all. I'm open to suggestions.
Is there any food along the way?
Animals, plants.
As far as you know nothing about it. Nothing.
No, I mean the road there.
You know nothing.
Nothing about it. Damn.
It's a cavern. That's all you know.
Yeah. No, there might be mushrooms and stuff like that. Maybe some water. But they were taking a risk if we don't take a couple of weeks worth of provisions.
We need a cart and a mule.
A mule
and a Sherpa. A Sherpa.
Yeah, a Sherpa.
What are we going to feed the mule? The mule might die on the way there.
We don't even know if the path will allow, you know, a cart to go.
Do you know how much a mule eats, drinks? No, it's not practical. If we were above, if we were in the surface, a mule would make sense.
Then we could feed it. Not in a cavern.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I don't think I'd let you eat a mule. It's okay, all right?
Obviously, this
you wanted to eat the
is
King's
not
horse.
Meant for travel, because that's why they sent us through it. We're just going to have to survive it. Carry as much food as we can and attempt it.
We'll try to live off whatever we can find.
Survival. Survival.
Roll your survival. What do you want to know?
Alternate route shortcut.
Okay, I'm a 13. No, you know nothing. You're trying to think, but to be honest, none of you know anything about this passage, and there's nobody that you can really ask other than that blind old man about it, because nobody really knows anything about it. Anyone who's gone through there has gone through certain death.
And Algol, more than likely, let me know if I'm wrong, knows that this old man wants us dead.
This is pretty much a death march.
I see.
Because if you were to get out of this cavern, now you're in the Forgotten Forest. So you don't know anything about the cavern, but you already know the Forgotten Forest is already a one-way trip in its own.
This is a suicide mission. He'll tell that to himself. No one else hears that. He says this is a suicide mission.
I have survival as well, so I mean, I can try to make an idea, like get an idea of what we might need for like being in caves at least, right?
Okay, roll survival. Roll me a nature or a survival.
Well, I mean, they're the same, so it's fine. I only got an 11.
Okay, you know nothing about the path, you know no way of finding any provisions.
Damn.
You don't even know how narrow or wide it is.
I guess we can all roll, right? I don't know anything.
Chip.
Chip, can you roll?
Fucking oblivious,
you
man.
You guys are just like...
22.
What is it?
Chip got a nat 20.
Nat 20? Ooh, Chip.
Yeah.
Do you know... Alright. You don't know anything about the path itself. But you do know... about the caverns and the fungus that is indigenous to the area. Now, if you were to make an educated guess, you would know that the fungus growing inside this cavern is probably poisonous. But there is an off chance that you might be able to find some kind of fungus, some kind of moss that is edible, or at least you can cook it or do something to it to make it edible.
Hot water.
Does he know how, or does he just know we can?
He doesn't know how. But he knows that it's possible. I would think that you would need a high nature check to be able to do it. And an herbalism kit. I think Kriv...
Well, I have both of those.
Yeah.
I have both
exactly.
of them, yeah.
So they're going to be counting on you for that kind of shit.
Well, I can take 10, right? I mean, we just have to give me some time.
Take 10 what?
Yeah, take 10 on his roll.
What do you mean?
That only gets me like a 14.
With enough time
yeah.
given, he gets a natural 10.
Uh-huh.
And then you decide the outcome.
Oh, but, okay. I get you. Yeah.
Can I take 20? I mean, usually it takes much longer, but
that's a third edition thing. I mean,
yeah,
you can
I've
allow
never
it
heard
of
that, so I don't even know anything about that.
So with unlimited time, you could take a 10 because it, just like a lock, like you're going to keep trying, right, mm-hmm. over and over again. So you could take a 10 and pass or fail.
You can take a 20?
That
know,
was a third
I
mean, edition. If you have infinite
you can only take,
days or whatever.
Well, and you can only take you can only take 20 in instances where like failure wasn't catastrophic, basically, you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You're just basically trying and trying again until you get it, you know, and that can take like minutes or hours, you know.
Well, to give you guys an idea of what's going to happen, once you run out of food, you guys are going to be taking constitution saving throws, and it's going the DC is going to get higher and higher, and when you fail, you take damage. So that's what's going to happen. So you can take some supplies with you. I mean, there is ways to nourish yourself through this journey.
Well, I still have gold, and I mean, I do have survival, so it's one of those things where maybe we could find things along the way, you know?
Sure.
I'll look up rations.
Well, so just on the way out of town, because we need to be leaving after our short rest, like, we should stop somewhere and get food, but I mean, it has to be something that we can trust so they didn't, like, poison the food or something to ensure that we're not going to make it on our journey if it's a death march, you know? Like,
well,
I don't think they're going to be too hospitable.
The establishments, they're not going to give you, like, shitty food, you know? They still have to have they have a business to run, and just because the Thieves Guild runs this place doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to give you poisonous food.
So, one day's worth of rations is 5 silver pieces, which I know you don't do silver, but
yeah.
And that's 2 pounds per ration.
Okay, so what's a week?
So that'd be, you mean, weight or money?
A week would
money.
Be 3.5 gold and 14 pounds.
Okay, so you need 2 weeks, you need 28 pounds of food, and like 10 gold, 12 gold.
But that's it's 7 gold, and
but for each person.
Right.
So that's
35 gold total, and almost 150 pounds.
I'm just going to say 2 weeks of food for all of you guys is 50 gold, all right?
They've inflated prices down
here. And you can get non-perishable items like jerky bread and stuff like that. Just stuff that...
Someone should make a charisma check to try to like talk them down from that price, though, while we're negotiating. Because I mean,
I think I know who somebody is.
All right, well, you guys have to find a vendor. The tavern has some food, but there is a grocer type of vendor that is within the caverns. You can go and check that out.
Okay, well, I'll go.
I still have like 40 gold that I can contribute. And I mean, if this is about survival, then spare no expense, you know?
Okay,
definitely.
I'll go walks into the vendor.
Okay,
and...
you guys walk towards the vendor. But as you're walking, you see a very familiar face blocking your path. And,
very familiar.
A very familiar kobold face.
Oh, God.
He turns to you with his wings out and he says, "You sons of bitches."
He says, "Get out of the way." Does he try and stop me?
He puts his hand out and says, "No, no, no."
What is it? What do you want?
You guys sent us to a cavern that was caved in. And you knew it was caved in.
He says, "What are you going to do?"
We told you.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
There was a cave
then?
That was our way out.
Bring it.
Roll initiative. What you see, you see the wing kobold, 2 of his kobold buddies, and that's it for now.
Where are we right now? Are we on like the street or something?
You guys are in the street, and the way it's set up... I think I made it. Oh, yeah, I totally made it.
Yeah, on d20.net, right?
Yeah, go to your d20.
Go to the map. Well, I guess we can't... Well, goddammit, I wanted to be friends with the kobolds. This is no fair. And you already have it up on
me. We had such a fruitful relationship before. What a shame.
A fruitful relationship?
Alright, what happens is a large giant spider comes down from the top of the cavern, lands on the ground. One of the winged kobolds opens his bag, and a little tiny dragon comes out as well. And if you guys want to roll me a nature check, I'll tell you exactly what you're seeing.
I got 18.
I have no idea.
I got 18 also.
11 plus 5.
Okay, anybody who rolled a 15 or higher knows that that's a giant wolf spider and a pseudo-dragon. Since you guys rolled an 18...
Beware of the dragon's poison.
Since you guys rolled an 18... I need my phone for this shit. I'm not prepared.
What are you doing, you prick? Dude, where did that Tweety come from?
Which Tweety? Oh, that's my dog's toy.
How'd he get it up there?
I have no idea how it got up there. Okay. The pseudo-dragon... It has magic resistance, so it has advantage on saving throws against spells or magic.
Well, I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, they
does do. breath weapon count as a spell for this?
He doesn't have a breath weapon.
No, I have a breath weapon. I'm asking this his resistance.
No, I don't think it counts as magic. No, it's like a natural thing, like poison.
Yeah.
Okay, just wondering.
Okay, so you guys see the roll 20?
Now we're doing initiative, right?
Yeah. Roll me your initials.
I rolled a 13.
I already rolled. I got a 6.
8.
Okay, hold on. I'll go 13. And what were you?
6. Tyra.
Tyra, 6.
8. Rook.
Rook, 6. Or 8.
Yeah.
Chip and Toph.
I got a 3.
Wow.
Okay.
Amazing Tip. Rolls.
All I rolled over. I rolled 3, so.
You guys are just trying 14. To die.
You've got 14.
Level 1 is a tough time.
Should use my lucky feet.
You got it?
If it's necessary, like, it's just.
Just a suggestion. Turn order.
Yeah,
if
I know.
You want to save time.
But, like, another.
You could always do a group in the show.
Like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Just to let you know.
And he shot him.
Holy shit. Well, at least you used that on initiative by the gods. He rolled a fucking 20.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would have been bad if it was an attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it wasn't an attack. Better
on
initiative.
We're going to get, like, the full attack, you know, before we
first,
can attack.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
What did you get, Clint?
He got a 14.
14?
Is this map, is it up? I see like a spider, what is that? 4 kobolds?
Exactly.
What's that other thing? And then the little pseudo-dragon?
Yep, that's exactly what you see.
Where are we on here?
Can you speak to the dragon? Or the spider?
I mean, I could, but if they're hostile, it doesn't really do much. I mean,
why are
I
we
going
to speak to anyone? We got to
kill
then
the
kobolds. I understand
maybe
his
he
insults,
can
you know?
Get the spider to help us.
I'm going
to
put you guys down in here real quick. Hold on.
What is that?
That's you.
Why do I look weird?
Because you are weird.
Oh.
Is that a chick? John, I'm asking you, is that a girl?
No, it's not a girl.
Is it?
I could do speak with animals on the spider. I just don't know that it would do very much good. It just lets me talk to them. It doesn't let me, like, change their mind. You can train animals,
Rook. He's trying to drop these tokens and they're not appearing.
Yeah, they're not appearing.
But the first
I see one. Who is that?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, great. I'm fighting them alone.
Ogle's the only one showing up. Oh, there we
go.
There we go.
Oh, you're probably not dropping it in a square specifically, maybe?
Okay.
There we go.
Cool. Let me see who gets controlled by Chip. And
who's who?
I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
That's Kriv.
Yeah. And the guy on the bottom left is Clint. And you guys can control those two. So tell me where you guys want to put them.
I want to be in the back.
Whoops.
All right, so who's where?
You. This is you. This is Tyro.
Okay.
So you guys, okay. And Algo, where do you want to be?
I believe I was in the front.
All right. Ranger?
I would be in back.
Right here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Tyro?
I'll, Mara, Matt is fine.
Okay. So, let's move these guys around a little bit.
What do kobolds look like, anyway?
They're, actually, I have a, oh no, I don't have a picture of them. They're like little dragon, they're mini lizard. Dragon guys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, first.
Lizard goblins.
Okay.
I gotta take one out. First in the initiative is one of the kobolds. He is going to move his speed towards Algol.
Come on.
Right there. So, right there. And he's going to use his sling attack onto Algol.
Go for it.
It is a 18 to your AC, which I'm guessing is going to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
And you take 5 three. Damage.
Wow. I'm half health.
Yep.
On my sling?
Hit. Yeah. It's the 1d4 plus 1. Bludgeoning.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the DMs always roll good.
I know.
Alright, next kobold is going to do the same thing. Wait, am I missing one? Yeah, no, right here.
Wait, do you get your strength on sling attacks or something?
His dexterity.
Oh, interesting. Like, I mean, to damage.
Yep.
He's going to use nothing because he's too far. And now it is the dragon's turn. But the dragon is going to fly.
Whee!
Straight in Tyro's face. He's going to bite Tyro.
Does that guy up front get an attack of opportunity? Or do they do that in 5th edition?
Which guy in front? Algol?
Yeah, Algol. Yeah, he would have flown right by him.
No, he went straight in front of Tyro. You guys are like in the same... That's where you were, really. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. Sure. It's definitely going to hit your AC. It's, it's 22.
Yep.
To your AC. He's gonna bite
did
you.
Did you have to move him?
Did I have
because,
to?
Because where he was, I had sneak attack, but now that you moved him to the left,
oh, well, yeah,
I lost
have
that.
Him here. That's fine. What do you mean?
He's why? Within 5 feet of him.
So. Yeah, no, you're fine. It's not exact. It's fine.
Well, it'll just help for when it's my turn.
Okay, that's fine. All right, and you take, 6 damage.
Wow.
Dudes, I think we're gonna die.
This is the first round.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like they don't have a lot of HP. He has a lot of HP.
He's going,
We didn't even reach the cavern. Just
yeah.
Okay.
And I tell you, this was an unavoidable fight.
Yeah.
If John took the time to set all this up, there's no
it's
way.
Gonna happen.
Yeah,
I was like,
this is going to happen, trust me.
The
all right,
noise.
Next
can I
on,
see the pen?
I'm sorry?
Pen.
Oh, yeah. Next on the initiative is Clint. What do you do?
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
I'm going to move up and attack.
All right.
All right. I can draw my weapons as I move, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're good.
I'll do that. And then I only get one attack in that instance.
You don't get a bonus action?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do I get a bonus action if I move?
Yeah, you get an attack, and your bonus action is to swing with your other weapon because you're dual fighting or whatever.
Sick. Well, then, yes, I will do that. Both the axes. 14 and 12. So probably misses.
It's 14 and 12?
Yeah.
Okay, the 14 hits, the 12 misses. You swing your two hand axes, you bury one into the shoulder of the winged kobold, and the other one, he's able to barely dodge out of the way. So roll your damage.
4.
Okay. 4 damage. All right. Next is going to be Algo.
Okay. The guy who hit me with the sling. He tells him, "Eat shit and die with a witch bolt." 19. Ooh, base. Nice.
19 to hit. That's a hit for sure.
D12, correct?
Yeah.
Tides of Chaos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tides of Chaos.
But you were out, so...
I'm out.
Oh, no, you did a short rest.
Yeah.
But isn't it a long rest for Tides of Chaos? Look at it. Tides of Chaos, long rest. All right, I'll let you take it, but you got to roll onto the surge chart.
Okay.
So, wait, roll me a D100.
You got it.
Thank you.
Woo! 52.
52. It's right here. I got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You are immune to being... Oh, no, I'm sorry. A spectral shield hovers near you for the next minute, granting you +2 bonus to AC and immunity to magic.
Nice.
So you have +2 AC this whole fight.
Okay, so I get to reroll this, correct?
Yeah, but just make sure you write +2 up here so you remember.
You got it.
Temporary.
Yeah. Another one!
Screw that dice.
That's
that
fun.
Thing away.
Hey, you got a free shield out of that.
Yeah, that's true, dude. That is true. Okay. Okay, next on the order is the wolf spider. He is going to move. He does not like what's going on here. I don't think he can move past that.
Scattle, 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 scattle.
Alright, the wolf spider is going to...
So is that like their pet or something?
Yeah. He's not going to do anything because he's not in range. Okay. I'm sorry, where was that? It was Clint. I just have to make sure I got everybody's order correct. And now it is Rook's turn.
From earlier, I rolled a 15 on the nature. Like, from these enemies here, what would pose the biggest threat?
Let's see. I would have to say that they're all pretty equal in threat. The only one, the one that poses the least threat are these two kobolds. The top one and then the one in the middle between the spider and the other one.
Okay. Let's see, can you scroll down a little bit? From where I'm standing, I don't have a clear shot at the kobold that's in combat with Tyro, right?
With Tyro, no. That's a pseudo dragon, and you don't have... Yeah. You have a clear shot on the middle one, though.
You know, I'll take that shot.
Alright.
So I pull out my bow, and I fire...
Man,
I'm going to use my luck
loves
point.
The five.
It's like a 3 for a long rest.
There you go.
There you go.
Good luck.
17
Good luck,
plus
you
5.
That'll hit. Roll me your damage.
Heals. Lucky.
Yeah. Like, I shot the arrow, and then it bounced off the ground and, like, ricocheted up. All right.
You curved the bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, this
4
is
damage.
Going nowhere.
4 damage.
That's a 1.
All right, that's always fun.
lucky on the damage dice.
Okay, that was Rook.
Don't waste it on him.
All right, next is the the wolf spider.
Again?
No, he went. He went.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Already. The other kobold.
And that's been stuck like that.
Whatever. He is going to attack Clint. And he's using his pack tactics. The kobold has advantage on an attack roll against a creature if at least one of the kobold's allies is within 5 feet. So he's going to do a dagger attack. Oh, double twos, man. That's fucking great.
This is like a Polish gunfight.
Dude, Clint is very lucky.
I know. You should have been dead by now.
Chip, you know how to roll a lucky character, man.
No way, dude. Clint's the fighter. Like, his job is to stay alive.
Yeah. All right, so the
dice know it, too.
The kobold takes out his dagger, puts both hands around it, and he goes, and goes to attack you, and Clint easily parries the dagger out of the way. Okay, next in the order is Tyro.
All right. I roll to attack the pseudo-dragon because he's within 5 feet. Al Ghul?
Yeah.
Al Ghul, yeah.
I get a sneak attack.
Do it.
He's slightly distracted, I guess.
Natural 20!
There it is.
There we go.
On a sneak attack, too, this so I double the sneak attack also.
So it's like double?
Yeah. So I roll 4d6.
Dude, a double.
Let's not jinx it, though. Let's not jinx it yet.
Okay. One!
So that's two.
One! One! Two!
Are you serious? Dang. It's still a significant amount of damage.
Is that four damage?
It's four, five, six, plus seven. Three, nine damage.
Nine damage?
Plus three? Oh, yeah, you're straight.
Yeah, that's right.
Plus still nine damage. Oh, it could have been so much more, though.
Oh, well.
So, explain to me how you attacked him.
So, Tyro slices at him. And it hits him right in the face.
Slicing with his two daggers?
Two
short swords. All right. Tyro comes at the pseudo-dragon with a flurry of blades. The pseudo-dragon, since it's small, is trying to jump from...
He's kind of distracted by him.
Yeah.
And so, all of a sudden...
So bam. At the first swipe, he goes, ow. And he's now the pseudo-dragon's trying to weave out of your blade range. You're able to nick him and cut him, and he looks badly hurt.
I attack again with my other sword. And I miss, probably. Below a 10.
What is
six.
It? 6? 6? No, that doesn't hit. Wait, is that plus your mod?
Well, it'd be an 8.
8?
With the proficiency bonus.
No.
So 5 plus 3.
You go to swing again, and the pseudo-dragon barely slips out of your grasp. Next is going to be Kriv.
Okay, I'm going to move and cast my breath weapon, right there. It's a 15-foot cone, so I should be able to hit, like, most of them. I want to move so I can hit most of them.
Let me see.
The cone tool.
You can hit the wolf spider and the pseudo-dragon.
I know, we're just, like, we occupy way more squares than normal, right? Like...
Yeah.
The squares don't matter for the way he has it set up right now.
Yeah, don't worry about squares and the movement. It's kind of like rickety, and it doesn't really work that well. You want to do it like that? 15 feet is not...
Well...
Okay, it's either...
I mean, I'm sorry, it's just cutting out on you.
Is that how you want to do it? Are you there?
Hello?
Tove?
I'm here. But you've been cutting out, like, terribly.
Really? Because you're fine on our end. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Everything okay?
Hello?
Yes? Yeah, weird.
Okay, so you want to do that cone?
Yes, I'd like to do the breath weapon. They have to make a dexterity save.
I'm going
to
say that
however many I can hit.
You can only hit the wolf spider and the pseudo-dragon.
Only those two?
Yeah.
Can you move closer? Well, I want to. Yeah, can I move somewhere where I can hit more than just?
What's your speed?
I mean, I feel like 30 feet.
30 feet.
How do I erase this now?
You can go.
Stop it, man!
I'm trying to fix it. It's
no,
broken.
No, you can't fix it. It's not a car.
Stupid dice.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shit. Gods of the dice, I apologize. I'm sorry. Yeah. I take it back.
If you want to get, if you want to get closer, Toph, you wouldn't be.
I gotta
able
roll
to.
The bad rolls out of it.
Gotta break them in.
Because you would have to walk through Tyro, and that would be difficult terrain, and that costs 10 feet instead of 5. So, I'm gonna say that you can only hit the wolf dragon and the wolf spider and the pseudo dragon.
Well, then I'll just attack the pseudo dragon then instead and use Shillelagh.
Shillelagh?
Yeah. Yeah, this abomination of nature will not stand as I like move and walk and then I'll and then I can swing in it, right?
Roll it.
Okay. I rolled an 18 and I'm pretty sure I get a +4.
Alright. Roll your damage.
It's a D8 +2. I got 5 damage.
Alright. You have killed it.
Nice.
It is clearly dead. You use Shillelagh on your scimitar?
It's my quarterstaff, so I bashed its skull in because, like I said, this is an abomination.
You swing the quarterstaff over your head. And you bring it down onto the pseudo-dragon, and its brains are just splattered all over the ground. Alright, back to the top of the round. It's going to be Kobold in the middle. He does not like Algol. Actually, he's going to go for Clint, because he doesn't like that.
Kobolds love to team up on things.
Yeah.
And he's going to have
a bonus,
advantage.
Right?
Yeah. He's going to do... Oof. Yeah. 17. 17 to your AC.
Yeah, he's 16, if I remember right. Is that right, Chip?
I just want to make sure. Can you guys hear us?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Yeah, 16 to your AC, right? Alright,
yep.
He's going to do a dagger attack. Take 3 damage.
Okay, puts me to 9.
Okay, next is going to be the other kobold right in your face. He's also going to attack you. Nat 20, Jesus.
Shit.
Oh, God. All right, the way it works in 5th edition, a critical just means you add another weapon, right?
Just the all the damage dice that you roll. So if there was, for you it's D4, but let's say it's a D4 flaming, then the flaming damage is also rolled again too. But you don't get to add the modifier.
They do
twice.
Double bonus damage.
So I don't understand. It's a
just
it's a D4 dice. +3.
Yeah. So the D4 gets rolled twice.
Is it D4 plus 3? Okay. D4 plus 3.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah.
No.
So.
No.
It sounds like it's 2D4 plus 3.
Yeah. It's
2D4 plus 3.
That's
you
what
just
it
double
is.
The.
Yeah. That's
so the modifier doesn't get doubled, but the dice do.
Oh,
but if it
okay.
was if it was See. Already 2D4, let's say the weapon was a 2D4 weapon, then it become 4D4.
Yeah.
The dice themselves
so you're saying,
get doubled.
Okay.
It.
Not the modifier. We got
so
it.
So in 5th edition, sorry, real quick. So in 5th edition, a rogue that crits on a sneak attack. Actually gets to double his
yep
attack
for the first time ever. Yes, I love it.
Yeah,
that's retarded. Oh my god, I picked the wrong character class.
Well, the only problem is rogues get 1 attack while fighters get 4 attacks, and then you get to add your modifier every time.
All right, Clint, take 8 damage.
Okay, I'm at 1.
Oof.
Wow,
that's pretty low.
That's fine.
Who's
next in the order is going to be you, Clint.
I'm going to use my healing surge.
Explosion?
Roll a d10 plus... Let me get my character sheet. Sorry.
What are you rolling?
Roll a d10 plus level... He's doing his second wind. I have 4, so I gain 4 hit points.
All right. That's a full action,
right?
Five.
No, I think that's a bonus action.
That's a bonus action?
The bonus, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sweet. So then I'll swing?
Yeah, you can do 1 swing only, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are you swinging at, though?
The one I injured.
I don't know which one that is. Is the one to your top right?
Yeah, I think it's the green one to the top right.
Okay, go for it.
My right hand. No bonus.
What did you roll?
I missed. I rolled a 5.
Okay. All right. It is going
to step back. Is there a 5-foot step in this game or something to that effect?
Well, you didn't take a move action, did you? Yeah, you can step back. You can step back.
But, like, do they get an act?
No, if he's disengaging.
Oh, he's disengaging.
Yeah, he's disengaging. He hasn't taken his move action yet. So he can... As far as you know what? Yeah, you can't. It's a full action. No, you can't disengage.
Well, he used his bonus action. Did he attack?
He used his bonus for second wind.
He still has
That's fine. I'll stay.
He attacked. Okay, that's all missed.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So you can't move. Next is Algol. You have the Witch Bolt.
5.
5 damage.
He eats an additional 5.
Who did you have it on?
On the this kobold here. That one.
Okay.
He's eaten, what, 2 so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is that the one I shot earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did 4 damage, and you did...
You did 4?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so then he's taken 5, he takes an additional... That's 10 total.
Okay. Your Witch Bolt just kills him. He explodes into flames.
Die!
He laughs.
Now, how does that look again?
It's a blue lightning that comes out from his right shoulder. His right shoulder has a... it's a tattoo of a cloud. It's a storm cloud. With a cyclopean eye and a large gaping fanged maw. And there's lightning that protrudes down into his arm. Those lightning bolts, which are blue, they form. They form into energy out of his hand, strike at the kobold, and kill him.
All right, he explodes into flames and screams in draconic agony.
Die. All right,
next is... homeboy right here, that's in Kriv's face. Or, I'm sorry, Clint's face. He's going to do another dagger attack. It is going to be 18 against your AC.
Yeah,
hits. Where's your
He's going to do 4 damage.
He's going to do...
He's down.
5 damage.
I'm at -1.
I'm sorry?
I'm at -1.
All right. You are down, down, down.
Don't worry. Crib saved me last time. He'll save you.
I did. Probably. I did. Let's
do that for now so we know.
It's whatever. We have 2 of them dead, and I occupied a bunch of
He's
actions,
almost dead.
So we should have.
Okay.
He was a good tank while he lasted.
Next is Tyro. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying. I occupied a bunch of their actions. This fight's pretty manageable now. We killed 2 of them. And
this wolf spider's going to come for Kriv.
Did my job.
Well, my this guy is no joke.
I don't see you.
He's going to do an attack roll onto Kriv. Oof. It's going to be 21.
Okay, John, that's enough.
That dice is yours now.
No, not this one. No.
All right.
How much damage? Come on. Hit me.
You are doing... Oh, this is bad. I was just reading it. Okay, you take 3 damage. Okay, make me a constitution saving throw.
I rolled a 16. I think my con is...
Okay, no, you're fine. You were able to succeed, but you still take 5 damage.
Oh my god.
Wow.
You take 5 poison damage.
From poison?
Jesus. Yeah. He bites into you, and you're able to get the venom out of... You're able to push him off, and the venom did not go that deep. But you can see a caustic corrosive acid already bubbling up on your wound. Alright. Next is going to be a Rook.
So in response to the Witch Bolt, Rook will shout, "Impressive demon." And as he fires an arrow at, I believe the right one was damaged?
Or this one?
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
Okay. Okay, 18 plus 5 hits.
That's a hit. Roll your damage.
One.
That helps.
Okay, 6 plus 3, so 9.
9.
He also dies.
You put an arrow straight through his eyeball and he just falls to the ground in a pool of his own blood.
Which one?
Oh, sorry. Here, I'll mark him. Okay. And next on the order...
Tyro.
Alright, I'm gonna go for the wolf spider.
I think it would be an ambush, would it not?
You want to move closer? Like
right here? Actually, if he's within range, I don't want to. Is he within range?
You would have to move.
Okay, then go ahead and move me.
Okay. You have advantage at this point, though.
Okay.
Advantage means 2d20, yeah, right?
Yeah, just roll it twice.
God,
four what did one. You just roll?
A 4 and a 1.
That one?
Oh, and I was going to give you this one to roll.
Yeah. Well, I rolled a 20 with this last time. Okay, well, that, I miss. And all then right. I roll. Then I attack with my bonus attack. I still have advantage, correct?
Yeah.
Does a 9/11. 16 hit?
A 16 against the wolf spider, I'm pretty sure that hits. That is a hit.
Okay, then I roll 2d6. Oh, 1. I'm going to throw this dice away. 5 plus 3. So 8 damage.
8 damage. Okay.
Test this one out.
All right. So what were you using? Your dagger or your short sword?
Short sword, correct.
All right. You swing once with your short sword, it dodges out of the way, but on your return swing, you're able to impale it with your other short sword and pull out. It screams in agony, but it's still in the fight. All right, now we are back to the top of the round. Clint, make me a... Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Take a what? No, it's my turn.
Is it? Oh, yes, it is. Sorry, it is. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. All right, cool. Well, I want to use my breath weapon on the wolf spider.
Okay.
So it has to make a dex save.
I don't think it's going to make it. It's 14.
No, that makes it. It's only a DC 10, I think.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No, 11. DC 11. Uh-oh. Anyways, it's 2d6 fire damage.
No, uh-huh. Roll it.
I rolled 4, so it'll take 2 if it's saved.
All right, you blow
and
your
then,
breath.
And then, I miss it. Action. I can do healing word on myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll get to Clint in a minute, but, you know, the guy helped cleanse this toxin, or nice. Nature, I don't know, that's what you get. Like
no, that'd be funny dialogue. Gaia, I mean, nature.
Who's this whatever. Guy? Who's this guy that you keep talking about?
I rolled a 3, so, and I get a plus 2, so I healed myself 5.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. You could have healed Clint since he's dying, but whatever.
Hey, you gotta look out for number one, man. Yeah.
Clint, make a death saving throw.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait, you get 3 in this game.
Yeah. Yep.
But if they keep on stabbing him he's on the ground... You
well,
know.
They won't. I'm pretty sure they won't. Unless they want
what
to
what did
die.
You roll, D20? Yeah.
It'd be
what is it?
Take out the threats before you.
Right? Just roll me a d20. I'll tell you
exactly.
If you pass or fail.
We think alike.
11.
That is a success. So you got one death save. All right. Next in the order is Algol.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Blah blah blah. Okay, that's garbage. The flaming wave. On his arm, on his forearm. He uses it, throws it. The only person he can hit is this guy.
Yep.
The kobold.
Yep.
So, he tosses it at him.
Over Cliff's corpse, into the kobold.
Exactly. Let's hope I don't miss and hit Clint by accident. Nice.
That's good.
I got him.
Yeah, you got him.
Now for... where are you? Yeah. The fucking 3 damage.
Alright. Your firebolt flies through the battlefield and just grazes him by the shoulder, damaging him a little bit. Next on the order, that was Elgol. Wolf Spider time. Wolf Spider does not like that Tyro's in his face like that. So he's going to give him a little piece of his mind. Oh, that's a 4. That's a miss. He goes to bite at Tyro, and Tyro is able
Tyro
to...
does a backflip and dodges it.
He does a backflip in place. Roll jumps acrobatics. On the, yeah, he jumps onto the spider's head and flips backwards.
That's part of my normal dodge.
So lucky.
I rolled acrobatics when he rolled low.
Dude, the poison damage is 2d6, so...
Jeez, that would have dropped me, too. So honestly, would have.
Okay, next in the order is this kobold guy. He is going to move away from here and try to kill Tyro from right here.
Okay.
Is that an attack of opportunity for me?
Yes, you get a basic attack of opportunity. It's a basic attack, which is your greatsword, isn't it?
Oh, I can't use a cantrip?
Nope, that's a...
No.
There's ways to do that, but right now you can't.
Yeah, okay.
Basic weapon attack.
He unsheathes his sword and tries to cut his head off.
Nat 1.
Wait.
Can I chaos?
Can I use it?
Only if you roll on the chart.
I'm doing it. I'm no way. 30. 30 exactly.
Hopefully it's good, dude.
We'll see. I don't know.
You teleport up.
Hold on. Let me see what it says first. First we got to deal with this.
What happens?
You teleport up 60 feet to an unoccupied space of your choice that you can see.
So I can't teleport
anywhere. No, you have to teleport right now at this moment.
I have to teleport 60 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay. Surprise me. It's Tides of Chaos, so I'll let you decide.
Right there. Whoop. And you don't get to make the basic attack.
All right, so basically, I tried to use it, and I try out for chaos, and then I end up someplace completely different.
You swing your sword, and then you notice that you moved somewhere completely different. Your tattoos are flaring, and you're like, what the fuck?
No, he knows. Well, he knows that it's Tides of Chaos. He says,
yeah.
He laughs and cries out, chaos!
All right, nice. I like that. Alright, next in the order, after Algol, is Rook.
Alright, nice clean shot for
that kobold, yeah.
Kobold right there.
Get him off of me. Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Do that damage.
Come on.
1!
3 plus 3 is 6.
Better than 1 or 2.
6 damage?
Yes.
Okay. You shoot an arrow, it goes straight into his arm. But he's still into the fight. Alright, next on the order is Tyro.
Alright, let's do this. I'll attack the spider again because I can get a sneak attack on it. Advantage, right?
Yeah, well, with the sneak attack, yeah. Or from where you're at.
Because the sneak... It's...
Oh, you know what? You don't have advantage because he faced you now. When he was attacking you.
Oh, you're saying because I was distracting you? Is that how
flanking.
You do that?
Yeah, you weren't flanking.
Okay, then I missed that. Can this be my second roll then?
What is it?
This is 11, which is 16 in the end.
Okay, it hits.
So I miss with one, I hit with the other just like last time.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak attack. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage.
11 damage?
Yeah.
All right, tell me how it looks.
So Tyro does like a spin and then he's... cuts the spider's legs off.
You not only cut the spider's legs off, but you're able to cut through the abdomen, and you just see silk and gooey green blood just spill all over the ground as the spider finally croaks. Exactly. Next on the order is Kriv. You don't have a clear shot.
Well, I mean, Healing Word has, like, a range on it.
Yeah.
Does he need line of sight?
There's only one enemy. You could probably walk over to him.
Mm-hmm. Or you could heal Clint so he doesn't have to make death save throws.
Well, I mean, it's range. So, I mean, I can move, hit the kobold, and do that because it's a bonus action, right?
Yep.
Hmm. So well, like that?
Well, that's for if you want to be in melee.
Well, I mean, I'll heal first, then move and attack him.
Well, you can, if you move like here, you're still able to heal Clint and do your sling.
My sling?
Or whatever your
range. I'm going to hit him, I want to hit him with my quarterstaff, though.
Oh, okay, then yeah, you can heal. You can heal.
And him. I would have advantage, right? Because he was looking at Tyro?
No, you don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was right, just well, a here. Special skill that the kobolds have called pack tactics.
No, what? When I attacked the spider, why did I have advantage?
Because you were flanking him. He was facing Kriv, attacking him, and then you came and you attacked him.
Now, isn't the kobold doing the same thing to me?
Actually, the kobold was... Oh, you're right.
The kobold just attacked me.
I should turn him. So, yeah, it was so, like that. Okay.
Yeah, so I do have advantage too, yeah. Right?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, okay, to cast the heal on Chip, your time is not yet come. And he gets 5 hit points back. And then I'll...
That's really good.
All right, yeah. So he then gets 5 hit points.
Then I'll beat the... then I'll bludgeon the kobold upside the head. And I get to roll twice, right?
Yeah.
I rolled 16 for the first one, so... I mean, that's 20. That hits, right?
It hits. Go ahead.
That's good. Go. That's good enough, right? I don't have to roll again?
You could roll again to see if you crit.
That's true.
Oh, okay. No, 4. Okay.
All right,
good. Then the damage, I rolled 5 plus, is it plus proficiency or no?
The damage?
No.
The damage is just your stat.
It's your, whatever your stat is.
Shalala makes it wisdom, so 7 damage.
7 damage?
Yep.
Alright, you smack him over the head with the quarterstaff, and he's a little stunned and dazed, but he's still into the fight.
Alright, cool.
That heal? 4 to 4.
That heal puts him to 4, right?
No. Actually, I read up on this. You start healing from 0. So even if you were negative 1, if you're healed 5, you have 5.
Yeah.
So you have 5 HP.
Cool. Alright, cool.
Alright, so go ahead. You're back in the fight.
It's your turn.
Oh, my turn. Move action to stand?
Yep.
Yeah, it takes half your movement to stand.
Yeah,
and then he can move.
You have enough movement to get to the kobold.
You can stand and still move over to him.
Okay, and then I'll swing twice.
All right, you have advantage.
Sixteen to hit on the first one, and 20 to hit on the second.
All right, so roll your unless you roll. Yeah, go ahead, roll.
Eleven damage total.
Alright. You swing your two hand axes straight in front of you and chop this kobold in half. And he's still screaming in agony and he's crawling as half of his body is gone. And he turns around and sees his legs over there and he's like...
Oh. Yeah, and he's going to see a fire come out his face.
Sure. Kick him while he's down. And battle over.
Since they're dying, they're still alive-ish.
Are they?
We could kill... Like,
you can, yeah, well, the rule in D&D battle is you can say that my attack that killed him does not kill him. I want to knock him out unconscious. But if you want to kill them, you kill them.
I'm saying they're technically making death saving throws right now, right?
Well, no, they don't make... You decide if you want them to die or not from that damage.
Yeah, I want them all to die.
So, Kriv, you wanted him to... Or, sorry, Clint? Clint?
Yeah, he says yes.
Okay, death. All right. You guys destroy these kobolds. There's just blood and guts everywhere. And within their provisions, you find some food, and you might be able to make some food out of that wolf spider. There's your provisions right there. You found maybe a week and a half's worth of food for all of you.
Okay, cool.
All right. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, how much longer are we going to play? Because it's almost 1 year.
Yes, how much longer are we
going to It's play? Up to you guys. Doesn't matter to me. I have way more planned.
Yeah.
I have so much more planned. You guys spend way too much time figuring out if you should go to the arena or the tavern.
Seriously.
Yeah. And honestly, out of game, it's like, we go to the arena. Like, in game, it would have been 20 minutes. Like, I have no idea why we, like, argued about it for so long. Because... I mean, I was being stubborn about it, but, like, because it was such a simple thing. Like, all we had to do was say, okay.
Well, you going to the arena put everybody in danger. That's why they didn't want to do it.
Look, listen, I just want to say something about this. And Algol did say it. I just want to reiterate. If I were in his position.
Rooks.
In Rook's position. And I have, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4 guys that I got to tell them what to do. They outnumber me, right? I got to show these guys... Who's boss? If I let one of them go take 20 minutes to do something, another one's going to have a potty, another one's going to want a cookie, and there's going to be chaos. You know, I'm not going to be able to attain order. That's the issue. Issue number two is, if he lets us do whatever we want in this setting, wherever we are, it's going to look bad for him. He's a messenger in a thieves' guild. Thieves' guild, these guys look for weakness. And if he lets us do whatever we want, it's a sign of weakness. So I personally wouldn't have done it. I'm not saying it just to be a dick. I'm not being biased about it. But that's the truth. He did the practical thing. Not letting us do what we want. He's not our friend. We're technically his captives. So there was no reason for him to let you or me or anyone else over here do whatever we want. That's just my two cents.
I guess. But I mean, like, if that's like... Like, black and white, that's the way you want to look at it. Like, as soon as we're out of the city, we slit his throat in his sleep because he's our captor and not our friend. So, exactly. Like, for the sake of us being a party, we should have, like...
Come on, man. Enough of that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know...
Let's be real. Hold on, let's be real.
If it's captor captives, like, as soon as we're out of the site...
Look, this whole journey that you guys are going through... It's up to you if you want to befriend him or not. You know, he's gonna find out real quick that he's alone. You know,
he probably already looks at it that way. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, when you guys are outside of the city, he has no control over what you do. But you can't go back to the city.
And that's the issue here is like, if suppose we kill him, that's one less person for us to get through this. Whatever.
You don't know what's ahead. Maybe having one more person
would definitely, especially someone who may know the way over there, because we have no idea. So it doesn't. I wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't kill him off of practicality.
It does benefit.
No, exactly. Exactly. I'm not saying like kill him. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not gonna just.
You're just saying we can, right?
Like, exactly. Like, I mean, if like. That's how we wanted to play it, like that black and white, like he's our captor.
Yeah,
we're his captives. Like at the end of the day,
it's to our benefit though to see the Sultan, like, right? Well, at least
yeah, mutual benefit. Like it would have taken the characters. Like
well,
there was that tavern
mind
right across
Sultan,
the street.
It's in our benefit to have one
Look,
more person.
Bottom line. There. Bottom line is, whoever this guy is, he just saved your life because the Thieves Guild was going to kill all you guys. So he saved your life, no matter what. Even if he is your captive, you guys are kind of, you owe him.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I just saved you guys. Why are you putting me through this?
Yeah,
let's just get out of here, you know?
And when you go off on your own, like me as a DM, whatever you want to do, I got to let you play it out. I can't tell you what to do. So that's fine. But I'm just letting you know that you put him in danger and yourselves in danger by doing that. But that's fine. That's what makes this game fun, is because you do shit like that off the books.
There are no wrong options.
There's no wrong option.
Nobody did anything wrong.
And if you decide you want to be that way, dude, that's how you're going to play your character. And no one can tell you that that's wrong. I'll never tell you that you're playing him wrong.
No, like, and I wasn't saying that, like, my character's not gonna do that. My character's been trying to, like, work together as a group. That's why I was so, like, really, like, we're on our way to a tavern, like, we pop in there for a second. Like, I feel like that's not the straw that's gonna break a camel's back. Like,
well,
I
get what you're saying, but think about it this way. You're in a fucked up area. This is, like, a seedy-ass neighborhood. and you're gonna go there without any documentation or anything and try to get money. I mean, yeah, you won the last fight, but how many people do you think won a fight between the time that you won your last one and now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to go get that money, plus, like, balancing with the risk of you dying was not worth it for your party. But look, I'm telling you, whatever the fuck you wanted to do, that's cool.
In the end, we're good now, so we're ready to go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But you don't have any gold now.